Sleep is a fantastic coping mechanism for all kinds of stress and fatigue. And it's really important that all of us, but particularly people who are working in healthcare, they get enough rest to be able to deal with the things that are going on around them. So putting in a well-being center, recliners, massage chairs, sleep pods, napping pods, any sort of facility that would help NHS staff to have a place where they can go that's sanctioned for rest is a great way to help them mitigate all the stress factors that are part of their work.
What sort of impact can sleep deprivation or just being incredibly, incredibly tired during a shift have on somebody working, say, within the NHS, where they really have to be performing at 100% all of the time?
Well, it's really difficult to perform at 100% when you are either sleep deprived or extremely fatigued. As most people recognize, even during the course of a regular day, you know that your ability to kind of get things done, your alertness, your ability to focus, your patience level, even your mood, all of those degrade during the course of the day because of sleep pressure and fatigue. So being sleep deprived and tired really puts healthcare workers in a difficult situation because it makes it more difficult for them to be at the top of their game and really be fully focused on the patient.
And you've heard some quite scary stories, haven't you, about staff even falling asleep driving home? I mean, that's really concerning.
There was a study done a few years ago that, or a survey actually, that nearly over 40% of doctors in the UK had been found to had fallen asleep driving home from a night shift. And a number of near misses have occurred, and actually some fatalities as well from these road accidents. So those are obviously tragic and ultimately completely preventable with a little bit of mitigation in terms of providing people an opportunity to get some rest before they have to drive home.
Now, I've been told the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust here in Kent, where we're based, are going to benefit from these sleep pods. I mean, do they take up much room? Can you just explain what they're like when you're in them as well? How relaxing are they?
Well, the key to the pods is really to create this enclosed environment that allows some privacy so you can rest. Most people don't like to be seen sleeping, so it makes it difficult for them to relax. And so the equipment typically encloses you either partially or fully, and therefore lets you block out the distractions around you and gives you some privacy so you can rest briefly. So they're quite simple. They might be configured in a lay flat configuration, similar to like lying on a bed, or they might have a contour to them so that they're gravity neutral, which is good. It raises the feet and relaxes in the muscles in the lower back.